A German court today acquitted a Moroccan man accused of assisting the September 11th hijackers. Abdelghani Massoudi was charged with accessory to murder and membership in a terrorist organization. Reporter Kyle James is in Berlin. Of what precisely was Massoudi accused?
Yeah, Massoudi was charged with 3,066 counts of accessory to murder in connection with the 9/11 attacks. He was also charged with being a member of a terrorist organization, which is illegal under German law. Prosecutors said he trained at an al-Qaeda training camp and was a specialist in encryption. And he was accused of handling logistics for the terror group in Hamburg, like he transferred money for them between bank accounts, he paid their rent, that kind of thing, and he also covered up for them.
He admitted knowing the September 11th hijackers.
He did admit knowing them. All along, he had pretty close connections with the so-called Hamburg cell. He even signed the last will and testament of the leader of the cell, Mohammed Atta. And at one time, he lived in Atta's apartment in Hamburg. But his lawyers claimed, while he did know them, he was not involved in planning for the attacks. And they said that the favors he did for the other members were the kinds of things that any Muslim student living in a foreign country would do for other Muslims. Prosecutors, on the other hand, argued he was directly involved in the plot and that he even acted as a liaison with al-Qaeda members outside of Germany.
But he got off.
But he got off, and it actually is not that big of a surprise. The prosecution's case was largely circumstantial. In mid-December, in a really a surprise decision, Massoudi was actually released from custody in the middle of his trial, although the trial went on. The judge said he had gotten new information from an unnamed source that said Massoudi was not involved in the plotting. That source is widely believed to be Ramzi bin al-Shib, who is an al-Qaeda operative now in U.S. custody. And after that, the prosecution's case was weakened a great deal. But there was another twist at the end of January. Just before a verdict was to be handed down, the prosecution came forward with a new witness, an alleged Iranian secret service agent called Zakari, a code name, who claimed Massoudi was involved. But he didn't cut a very credible figure. There were questions about his credibility from the very beginning. In court, his answers were evasive and even contradictory, and it didn't seem to sway the five-judge panel.
There was an attempt to delay this verdict.
Yeah, we don't know that much about that yet, but one of the co-prosecutors who is representing families of the victims of September 11th said he had some new evidence, and it was thought to have come from the U.S. So the judge delayed the verdict about 2 hours while that was presented, but it didn't seem to have an effect because they've handed down a not guilty verdict since.
This was the second major September 11th trial in Germany, right?
Right. The first one was of another Moroccan named Munir El-Motasadek, and he faced similar charges to Massoudi. He was convicted a year ago and is now in prison serving a 15-year term. He recently appealed his verdict, and last week a judge seemed to be leaning in his favor of acquitting him after what had been going on with this Massoudi trial. After this verdict today, the chances of El-Motasadek getting out seem fairly good, and the judge is supposed to hand down a decision there on March 4th.
Does Massoudi go free now, or does the U.S. try to get him?
Well, that's the question. German authorities have said they might try to deport him back to Morocco, and then some thinking has been if he does get extradited, then maybe he could be extradited from Morocco to the U.S., or the U.S. could nab him. But Germany has some fairly strong asylum rules, and I was talking with one of the lawyers, the prosecutors, who said if Massoudi is found not guilty, then he could probably apply for asylum in Germany and might well indeed get it, which means he would be free here, which wouldn't do much for U.S.-German relations, probably.
Reporter Kyle James in Berlin.